This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says North Korea has again provided Russia advanced weaponry for the war in Ukraine. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says intelligence officials believe Kim Jong-un supplied Vladimir Putin with ballistic missiles and Russian forces fired some into Ukraine.
This is a significant and concerning escalation in the DPRK's support for Russia.
At the same time, Kirby says Russia still tried to get close-range ballistic missiles from Iran, and partnerships like that must spur Congress to approve more aid for Ukraine.
Iran and the DPRK are standing with Russia. Ukrainians deserve to know that the American people and this government will continue to stand with them.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. military carried out a retaliatory strike in Baghdad on Thursday that killed a militia leader it blames for recent attacks on U.S. personnel, Major General Pat Ryder.
And finally, I can confirm that on January 4 at approximately 12 p.m. Iraq time, U.S. forces took necessary and proportionate action against Mushtaq Jawad Kazim al-Jawari, a.k.a. Abu Taqwa, who is a Harakat al-Najuba leader. Abu Taqwa was actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks against American personnel.
Police and militia sources said the rockets hit a vehicle inside Nujaba headquarters and killed four people, including a local commander and one of his aides. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Two trains have collided on Indonesia's main island of Java, killing at least three people, injuring several others, according to police there. They say a train traveling from Surabaya, the capital of East Java province, hit a commuter train heading from the station. Train accidents are common in Indonesia's aging railway network, especially at crossings. AP correspondent Karen Chamas now reporting on attacks on ships in the Red Sea.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Christopher Liu told an Emergency Security Council meeting that the Houthis have carried out more than 20 attacks since November the 19th.
It is vital that the Council speak, and speak now.
Liu also told the U.N. Security Council,
"We also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea."
Earlier in the day, a spokesman for the Houthi rebels, Yahya Sari, warned the U.S. or any other party against taking any measure to secure commercial ships going to Israel. The Yemeni armed forces confirmed that any American aggression will not go unanswered or unpunished. I'm Karen Chamas.
Now we have the very latest on the shooting, that is, that happened in Perry, Iowa, here in the U.S., near the capital, Des Moines. Ed Donahue has that boy.
The call came in just before the start of school.
We got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need general.
A sixth grader was shot and killed. Mitch Mortvedt with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation identified the gunman as a 17-year-old student, Dylan Butler.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
He later died of what investigators believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Friends like Yesenia Roder Hall describe Butler as a good person.
He got tired of the bullying. He got tired of the harassment. Was it a smart idea to shoot up the school? No. God, no. And I am mad at him for that.
Among those shot was the principal of Perry High School. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sudanese paramilitary leader General Mohamed Dagalo says he is committed to a ceasefire to end the devastating war that has wrecked his country. But fighting continues as there has been no progress on proposed peace talks with Dagalo and the Sudan military chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. Dagalo spoke after a meeting with the South African President Cyril Ramaphosa in Pretoria on Thursday that his forces had an unwavering commitment to cease hostilities. He didn't say if or when he would meet with Burhan after the warring generals agreed last month. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.